God works in a mysterious way sometimes, boys and girls. One time in China, he used a hen. Mr. Chang was a gospel preacher, and he lived in a little village, and he was preaching, and the communists, of course, were running the country, but they allowed him to preach the gospel in his little gospel hall. And one time some national soldiers, they were not communists, they came to the village, and the communists would like to kill them, but these soldiers wanted to find a place to stop all night, and they asked if they could sleep in the little gospel hall. Well, Mr. Chang couldn't refuse them, so he let them spend the night in the hall. Well, the communists found out, and they took Mr. Chang for harboring these nationalist soldiers. They put him in jail, and when they put you in jail and try you, you're usually shot in the morning. Well, poor Mr. Chang knew that he'd likely be buried alive in the morning. But the day before the trial, Mrs. Chang and several Christians were in the gospel hall, and they were praying for the release of Mr. Chang. Suddenly a chicken, a hen, from the neighborhood come into the hall, cackling away, and she had laid an egg right on the floor. Well, it disturbed the prayer meeting, so Mrs. Chang got up and she took the caught the chicken and tied a string on its leg and to pay for the egg, 10 cents, and a little note and sent it off home. An hour later, the lady who owned the village inn came down the street with a gentleman and a crowd of people behind, and they arrived at the door of the gospel hall, and the lady said, "These are the Christians in here." The gentleman said that he was a communist judge. And he said to Mrs. Chang, he said, "Did you write this note and attach this 10 cents to this hen to pay for that egg?" "Yes, Mrs. Chang." Well, the judge said, "The hen belongs to the lady who owns the inn where I'm staying." And he then asked Mrs. Chang what she believed of Christianity and why she was so honest. Well, Mrs. Chang said, "When I got saved, the Lord not only forgave my sins, but he gave me a new nature, so I want to be honest with people." Well, the judge couldn't understand that. He was so impressed, he said, "There'll be no trial tomorrow of your husband. I'm going to release him, and we'll forget the whole thing." How wonderfully God answered their prayers. And this judge was impressed. They were praying from Psalm 50, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver me, and thou shalt glorify me." And the Lord was glorified that day in the saving out of prison of that preacher.